It was October of 2005, and Barbara's then 4-year-old son, Christian, was constantly sick.
With fevers, sore bones, the doctor kept saying it was a virus, Never ran blood tests, never did x-rays. He could not walk.
After 2 months of watching her son deteriorate, Barbara ordered further testing. A hematologist was recommended, but soon after, Christian was admitted to the hospital with a 105 fever. It was there they received the news.
It could be leukemia, and I literally had an out-of-body experience.
Christian immediately began treatments at the Valerie Fund Children's Center here in Morristown.
When I say that they saved my son's life is an understatement.
And all Christian remembers is how much he enjoyed being here.
They actually treated me like a king.
Christian's last day of chemo was in February of 2009. He's now in his 5-year window, looking forward to his cure date in 2014. Kelly Waldron, WCBS 880 News. It was a typical day in June of 2008 when Patrick picked his now 7-year-old daughter Gwen up from childcare. She was pale and had a fever, but her brother had the same symptoms days before. Little did he know, his daughter had leukemia.
We went for blood work, took her to a pediatrician, and she was diagnosed that night.
They immediately began treatment here at the Valerie Fund Children's Center in Morristown, where Gwen stayed for 9 days. Upon returning home, she developed a staph infection in her leg.
We didn't know if she was going to make it. I mean, she literally went into surgery, and they didn't know if they could save her leg or her, but they did both.
Gwen underwent 2.5 years of treatment, and she now comes back on a monthly basis for checkups. All she remembers of her experience is the number of games she played with the medical staff.
When you were going into surgery, they made you have a list with a bunch of things you could find, pictures, telephones.
While Dad knows how grateful he is when he sees the smiles of his little girl. Kelly Waldron, WCBS 880 News.